I'm Daisy.
And I'm Vaughn.
And
I'm weak. And I'm frustrated. And I'm gonna, my arm's gonna fall off.
Welcome to Inside Hogwarts, a Harry Potter podcast made by kids for kids. I'm Daisy.
And I'm Vaughn.
And today we're talking about Chapter 14 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Percy and Padfoot.
It's a really boring name.
Yeah,
he could have come thinking. She.
J.K. Rowling
could have come up with a bit of a better name. I mean,
yeah, I feel like that's what I was thinking.
I'm looking for some creativity.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta cut her some slack, though. I mean, you look at everything she's created.
Why should she get any slack? I'm holding her to her standard.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take that.
Sue J.K. Rowling for the terrible writing. No customer satisfaction for Order of the Phoenix.
Have you seen the copy of the Tales of Beelzebub that comes with the Hogwarts library? It is, like, blue. It is much prettier than the one that we have. Let me show you. Sorry for the...
I think ours is decent.
This one is better, though. Okay, look at these covers. So this is the nice cover. It's way better looking.
Look at those stupid skulls.
The brown one we have.
Okay, so I would like to say, I agree with you. I'm not a fan of the brown, but the center is decent. It is like they did use a lot. They used a lot of dark colors, like dirty colors.
Yeah.
Like a dirty blue, a dirty red. On our cover, but yeah. It's not that big a deal.
I just like this cover because it's like, I like it.
That
for,
cover is I boring.
I like it for its simplicity. That it has the rabbit and it has the skulls. And
see,
it has
that's not even rabbit. I mean, if you knew anything, you knew that would be a hare.
That's true. I haven't actually read all of the Tales of Beelzebub. I've read maybe the first, like, two or three.
Daisy. Come on.
I know.
You've reread the books twice and
no,
you
I
can't
haven't.
Even do it.
I've never reread all of them.
Okay.
Like, I've reread all of the books except for 6 and 7. I've never reread those.
Why not?
You don't even like rereading books.
Why would you only read 1 through
because
5?
Every time I go, I'm going to start a reread.
No, you're not. You're going to read 6
time,
and then 7.
No, every time I say I'm going to start a reread, I just read 1. So,
Daisy, why would you just stop at 5?
It's not, because what happened was the first time I read the books, I only got to 5.
Well, next reread, you're not stopping at 5.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to do a reread in autumn, and I know that I said that about summer, and I'm not doing it, but I haven't even been able to get through Anna Karenina. I'm still reading it, and I'm very disappointed in
you're
myself.
You're a traitor to the U.S. We're filming this on the 4th of July.
That's true, but we're also talking about Harry Potter, which takes place in England and
Leave
Scotland.
A 5-star rating to deport the communists.
Okay.
Get out if you're commie.
Okay. Today is 4th of July. We are recording on 4th of July. This is the only blue shirt I own. Okay.
Second world problems.
Yeah. On another note, I guess, this is our second day in a row of recording. We probably should have said... Happy 4th of July yesterday. Sit up. You're just looking.
Hey,
my
spine can be as broken as I want, and I can appear as short as I want.
Okay, that's true.
No. So when I get really tall, so when I get really tall, I can appear short, and then when people will try to fight me, I just stand up and they back down immediately.
You just spring up.
Stand up and they leave.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. But yeah, we probably should have said happy 4th of July yesterday because, like, tomorrow our episode comes out, but we're saying it today, so happy 4th of July.
Happy belated 4th of July.
Yeah, we're going to a fireworks show tonight, which I don't know that I'm that excited for it.
I had to march in a parade, and it sucked.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't a fan.
Yeah. Okay, so, first sentence of today's chapter. Harry was the first to awake in his dormitory next morning. Everyone else... I feel like Vaughn yawns, like, 25 times.
Freaks me out. What's wrong with me yawning?
I need to call it out.
I'm going
to
yawn as much as I want.
People are going to be watching this episode on video, and they're going to be like, dang, Vaughn keeps yawning. Is he that tired? Like, he must be tired. And I feel like I should just bring it up so that people know he is tired. But he's also still
I'm always tired.
Happy to be he, you know. That's true. He is kind of always tired.
I'm somewhat happy to be here. But that means I'm happy to be here.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
Just like to some extent.
No, it means I'm happy to be here.
Okay. So everyone else was still asleep, so Harry dressed quickly and left the dormitory with parchment and a quill. He sat in his favorite chair in the common room. Harry wrote a letter to Sirius, and he...
Hello.
So he wanted to make the letter as inconspicuous as possible so that if it was intercepted, they wouldn't find anything out. And we are going to go in here and pretend like we don't know anything, and we're going to read it, and we're going to see if we can figure something out, you know?
Yes.
Dear Snuffles, hope you're okay. The first week back here has been terrible. I'm really glad it's the weekend. We've got a new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher, Professor Umbridge. She's nearly as nice as your mom. I'm writing because the last thing I wrote to you about last summer happened again last night while I was doing a detention with Umbridge. Did you just leave that out of your notes?
What?
That his scar hurt?
Okay, now, in my notes, I recall her touching his arm.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, okay, I remember
But I
that.
Don't recall the scar hurting.
Yeah, I don't remember that
Maybe
part,
Harry
but I
just
remember...
kept a secret from even J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling didn't know.
Also from him, yeah, from himself. So he's just springing it on everyone now.
Including himself.
Yeah. We're all missing our biggest friend. We hope he'll be back soon. Please write back quickly. Best, Harry.
That letter sounded like some kid was writing to their imaginary friend.
Snuffles.
Mom, take care of my imaginary dog.
I guess that's true, yeah. He left the common room for the owlry and took a longer route to avoid Peeves after being warned that Peeves wanted to drop something on the next student's head who passed by. So Peeves was going to assault Harry.
You imagine? It would be really funny if he killed a student.
Not funny. Just
no,
like
it'd be really
like
funny.
Sad.
Yeah, I think it'd be really funny.
He would be fired from being a Hogwarts ghost. I don't think you can be fired.
I don't think you can be.
My question is, why is Peeves afraid of Bloody Baron? Like, I've never fully understood that. Because Bloody Baron can't do anything to Peeves. Peeves is the only one that can touch
stuff. Yeah, well, that's weird.
That's only because he's a poltergeist. Bloody Baron, the most he can do. Well, like, I imagine you're Peeves and you're going to sleep one night. And you wake up and like Bloody Baron is like you open
standing
your,
over
open
you
open your eyes and Bloody Baron is just like staring right.
And it's
into
like
that,
you
that
can't
that
see
horrifying.
The blood on the Baron.
Well, it's silvery.
God,
that's how you can see it. But yeah, so maybe that's what he does to Peeves.
But
maybe
it's not as horrifying as real blood.
No, it's not. Okay. But maybe he did that to Peeves one time, and Peeves was like, you know what? I just will never do anything again when you're around. Harry spotted Hedwig and told her that even though the envelope said it was for Snuffles, it was actually for Sirius. She took the letter and flew out the window. Harry stared out the window for a while and spotted one of the reptilian-like horses with black wings soar upward out of the forest and then plunge back into the trees. He spotted one.
Is this an omen? Foreshadowing?
It's an omen? It's like the black dog that he saw in Prisoner of Azkaban?
He's gonna die.
Trelawney would predict that, though. I mean, if they were doing tea leaves this year, he'd probably see the Thestral. And then she'd be like, well, this means you're gonna die. Because apparently every animal that Harry ever sees means death.
Yes.
He heard someone enter the owlry and turned to see it was Cho. They said hello, and Harry brought up the weather that it was a nice day. And on the inside, he was like, I brought up the weather.
Let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about the economy.
That makes me think of Head Over Heels, that one song.
And talk about the weather.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I thought about it, too.
Exactly. What was I going to say? Oh, I only bring up the weather if it's, like, if I really don't know what to talk about with someone. Or, like, because I'll be like...
Or
oh
as a
gosh,
joke.
Oh, my gosh. Like, at school, like, oh, my gosh, it's so cold. I would say that to people every single day. Because I seriously didn't know what to say to them.
Sometimes...
So I'd just be like, oh, my gosh, it's so cold.
Sometimes I would... I sometimes bring it up as a joke.
Like how?
Or the economy.
Oh, okay. That's, you know, that's better. I just, yeah, like, that's just something I would bring up, like I said, if I didn't know what to talk about with someone, I'd just be like, wow, it's so cold. And they'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, well.
You just stated a fact. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And then they'll be like, you're cold, but no.
It's you occupied a portion of my time.
Thank you for that.
By stating the obvious fact that everybody knew.
Cho said that she hadn't played Quidditch all week, even though there was good playing conditions. She asked if Gryffindor had a new keeper yet. Harry told her yes, that it was his friend, Ron Weasley. She asked if he was any good. Harry said he didn't know because he was in detention during tryouts. Which I thought Cho would be like, what? You were in detention? Like, no way. But of course...
Harry Potter? Detention? I don't believe it.
But of course Cho knows why he was in detention. Because at Hogwarts, news travels very quickly. Which is, like,
yeah.
So abnormal for, like, a high school. Or just a school of Hogwarts size. Like, Hogwarts is a big school. And I guess maybe if there's a celebrity going to your school, you know when that celebrity is in detention. But, yeah. Harry told him, or Cho told him, that Umbridge was a foul woman and that he was brave for standing up to her. Harry was considering showing her his hand when Filch busted into the owlry. He said that he had received a tip-off that Harry was placing a massive order for dung bombs and that he wanted Harry to hand him whatever he was sending. Which is just, like, it's so random that it's funny. Because I didn't put it in the notes, but Mrs. Norris bumps into Harry when he's walking to the owlry, and he's like, she's probably going to go tell Filch on something. But then Filch just busts in. He's like, hand me the dung bomb order. Harry said that he had already sent it. Filch didn't believe him, but Cho also said that he had already sent
it. So supportive.
Yeah. Filch left, and Harry thanked Cho. They left the owlry together and went their separate ways. Harry met Ron and Hermione in the Great Hall for breakfast. Ron asked Harry if he would go out to practice early with him to train. Harry agreed, but Hermione said that they shouldn't because they had so much homework to catch up on. Which I agree with Hermione. Like, if I had so much homework, which I do have a lot of homework right now, so I kind of can relate to this. Like, you have to manage your time.
You have to manage your time. But me, I would, if I had the choice, I would go and do something with my friends.
But then you fail your class.
I'm not going to fail my class because I'm going to get that homework done.
Oh my gosh, you're much more confident than I am. Because when I have a lot of homework for chemistry, I'm like, I cannot do anything. Like, I have to stay home. I cannot go with you guys. Like, I have to finish this homework. I'm more like Hermione in that way.
I would just go, unless it was, like, really dire and, like, I hadn't finished anything and it was so, like, late, super late. Yeah. I wouldn't go, but I would go and then just finish that homework after, because I would finish it.
Yeah, you probably would. Harry and Ron just aren't that smart, honestly. Like, Harry and Ron are, like, well, Harry's more street smart, I guess. He's not very book smart. He's very good with spells.
But he's not.
He's not very good at reading a book and, like, retaining that information and remembering it all.
So he would do terribly
Ron is not good at either. He's not good at spells, and he's not good at retaining information from a book.
I'm surprised he's succeeded to this point.
Hermione's fine at both, but that's, like, why she can't produce a Patronus, is because
she can learn
from a book.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, she can produce a Patronus.
Well, I mean, like...
Not quite yet.
Not quite as well as you think that Harry would be able to. Because Harry's much better at these spells, like Expelliarmus, like the Expecto Patronum.
Because he's the chosen one.
True. But I think that Hermione is going to be better at spells where it's more you learn it because of a book.
Yeah.
Hermione received her daily profit and read that the Ministry of Magic had received a tip-off that Sirius Black was hiding in London. Harry noticed on another page that Sturgis Podmore had been sentenced to 6 months in Azkaban for trying to force his way through a door at the ministry. Ron theorized that the ministry had lured Sturgis to the ministry so that they could have an excuse to sentence him. And Hermione, basically, she's kind of weird. Like, after Ron says this, she gets all impressed. And
she's smart.
Yeah, she gets all impressed and she's like, you know what, Ron? I would not be surprised if that. If that was true. The way you put that.
Like Jeff Goldblum in Thor Ragnarok. Contender.
Stop saying that. Like, the way that you're saying it is making me laugh so much.
I'm sorry.
Does Jeff Goldblum say that in Thor Ragnarok?
Because when Scrapper, like the girl Valkyrie, she's like, I brought you a contender. And then Jeff Goldblum was like, contender.
I guess this does make this in this moment, Ron becomes a contender. I honestly think, like, Cormac is probably better than Ron, though. I haven't read Half-Blood Prince in a long time, as you guys know, because we just went over that. But maybe Cormac is a better option than Ron? Maybe? I don't know.
Probably, based on how much they fight, but yeah.
Yeah. Ron and Harry headed to the Quidditch pitch and practiced. Harry played as a chaser against Ron. After playing, they had lunch, where Hermione was again upset with them, because she's like, you guys have so much homework. You shouldn't have gone playing. And then they headed to real practice. Honestly, if I were them, I probably... Because how long are Hogwarts lunches? Like, how long are Hogwarts meals?
At least 2 minutes.
I knew you were going to say that. At least two. I think they're at least...
How'd you know I was going to say at least 2 minutes? Why not three?
They're probably like 30 minutes to an hour. I could see like 30 minutes probably. Because that's how long my lunches are. How long are your lunches? Because you're at high school now, but how long were your lunches?
30 minutes. In middle
school? Yeah, ours are 30. It's so annoying. It's like not even enough time. Is that
short? It's enough time.
I wish it was 45 minutes.
It's more than enough.
I guess that's true.
But unless you buy lunch, or you're getting like the free lunch because the line.
Well, it kind of depends on what kind of lunch day you're having. Like, if you're having one of those days where you just don't want to talk to anyone and you just want to go to your next class, then that's way too much time. But if you're having a jolly good time, you know, with your friends, then of course you want more time. After the team changed, Angelina told them that there were some uninvited spectators and that they should just ignore them. They mounted their brooms on the pitch, and Harry spotted that the entire Slytherin Quidditch team was there to watch. Also, I don't know if I've ever brought this up before, but isn't it kind of weird that the changing room isn't split into girls and boys?
It's not?
Just the changing room.
That's weird.
Yeah. But I think they wear robes under their Quidditch robes, right? Or they wear clothes under their anyway, right? Because they wear, like, you know,
pants. That'd be really uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I think they wear clothes under their robes as well,
no,
right?
No, I just wear underwear my robes.
The robes don't button. The robes don't button. It's just, like, I think under their clothes... Under their robes, they wear pants and a button-up shirt, and then their tie. So I don't think it's that weird, now that I think about it. They began practicing, passing, and when Ron dropped the quaffle, the Slytherins burst into laughter.
Ha, 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 ha.
When Ron finally caught it, he passed it so enthusiastically to Katie that it went through her hands and hit her in the face so she got a bloody nose.
Sue.
How enthusiastic was Ron when he threw it? Like, how enthusiastic do you have to be where it just goes straight through their hands? Into their face. Like, how embarrassing would it be?
I think he caught it.
How embarrassing would that be? Like, to just completely miss it. This is why I don't do sports. Because I would be that person.
You admit golf isn't a sport.
I'm joining golf this year.
But you admit golf isn't a sport.
I think it's a sport. I just don't think it's in the same league as, like, soccer or softball.
So it should be called a sport.
No, I think it's a sport. This is why I
don't minor play. Physical activity.
This is
equals
why I don't
sport.
Play intense sports. Fred handed Angelina or Katie something that was small and purple from his pocket and told her to take it and the blood would clear up right away. Harry flew off with the twins to get the snitch and the bludgers. Fred said hopefully Ron had it peaked too soon earlier at practice with Harry. The team began practice again and Ron quickly messed up.
Harry told Ron to stay in the center goal and stop shifting because he had let in 3 goals already. He asked if Katie could do anything about her nosebleed, but she said she couldn't and it was just getting worse.
Wait. Oh, I bet Ron handed her the wrong half. Or Fred. Because he gave her probably the nosebleed new.
Oh, yeah, and then like in his pocket there's another piece.
Yeah.
And like he
gave her the nosebleed part, not the stopper part.
They kept practicing until Katie had fallen off of her broom. She was pale and covered in blood. Fred and George took her to the hospital wing, and the rest of the team left practice. And, like, the way this is written is, like, she's chalk white. It's like she's been drained by a vampire.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
When they reached their common room, Ron told Hermione that they had done terribly. Ron and Harry went to work on homework, but got little done. And Hermione entered the room and pointed to the window where Hermes sat perched. And if you don't know... Hermes is Percy's owl.
I love Percy. And it last,
and when I was taking this these notes, me Daisy and Vaughn were taking notes
at the same time.
Daisy decided to point out, one of my notes is just Hermes is Percy's owl, and she decided to point out,
you have short notes.
Some of his notes are so short. Like my notes are two lines, maybe three. I try to keep it to two lines, but Vaughn's notes will be like, Hermes is Percy's owl.
What if I want to make it concise?
It's fine. You can. I'm just saying. That's not how I like to take notes. But if you want to
keep this up, and I'll confine it to 10 lines.
Okay. All of Vaughn's...
You dare disrespect me.
All of Vaughn's notes will just be like one note.
Disrespect me again?
Contender.
No.
Okay.
They grabbed a letter from Hermes from Percy. The letter congratulated Ron on his prefect position and advised him to stop hanging around with Harry Potter because Dumbledore and Harry were unbelievable.
Did Ron read it with Harry?
Yes. And he also said that Harry was at times violent.
Yeah.
Very interesting. They went back to their homework and Hermione corrected their essays. She finished their essays when Harry noticed Sirius's head in the fire. So, in the movie, in the books, they portray his head differently. They don't specifically say how his head is in the fire.
Yeah.
But in the movies, it's like his face is like the ashes of a log.
Yeah.
How do you think it is in the books?
Head? I think it's like how it is in the movie. Because J.K. Rowling did have input. She was like a producer, I think, on the movie. So, she would have had some sort of input. And so, they probably went to her and were like, what do you mean by this? And she told them and then they designed it.
Okay. Hermione saw him too, and Sirius said that he had been popping into the fire every few hours to find them. Sorry the way I wrote that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sirius said that he was there to respond to Harry's letter. Ron and Hermione said that Harry had never told him about a letter. Oh no. Not trustworthy, Harry.
Ooh.
Sirius said that a scar hurting wouldn't be anything to worry about because Voldemort was back now.
Yeah.
Harry asked if it was possible Umbridge was the cause because she had touched him when his scar hurt, but he said no. Sirius asked what Umbridge was doing in classes, and they said she wouldn't let them cast spells. I wrote,
like, A equals in.
classes, and they said she wouldn't let them cast spells. She said that the ministry didn't want students trained in combat.
How are they the only ones up? What time is it?
It's a time.
It's okay. They're sleeping. For all we know, it is like 1 p.m, like perfect time of day. Everyone's in the common room listening to this conversation.
At least 3 p.m.
Okay.
Sirius said that the ministry didn't want students trained in combat because Fudge thought Dumbledore was building an army. And every time I write Dumbledore, I capitalize the U on accident, and I don't care about going back and correcting it.
You don't correct any of your notes.
I do correct it when I do Harry and Ron, but Dumbledore I just glazed over. Harry asked about Hagrid, and Sirius said that he was on a mission with Maxine. Sirius said that he could use his dog form to go visit Harry, but Harry and Hermione shouted no. They said that the Prophet had guessed where he was at the station, and Malfoy said something that made them think they knew. Sirius said that he needed to go because Creature was coming. Last sentence. There was a tiny pop, and the place where Sirius's head had been was flickering flame once more.
Okay, so that is it for our chapter. We are now going to move on to part two of our AVPM watching analysis, so we'll see you then.
Bye.
Who do you imagine wants to attack children like yourself?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Lord Voldemort.
Welcome to our analysis. So we're going to be watching part two of Act One of a Harry Potter musical. We gave a lot of information on it yesterday in our last episode that came out last week. So if you haven't watched that, you should go watch that first because this is not going to make any sense without it. I'm going to obviously edit all of this, but just in case there is background noise when we're talking, it's because we do have some family over here right now because we're going somewhere after we record this for 4th of July. But first we're going to watch part two of A Harry Potter Musical. So, shall we?
Of course.
So we're going to start 3, 2, 1. Oh my gosh, yesterday at dinner, Vaughn and I were like, singing, basically, a Harry Potter musical. I had it stuck in my head.
I'm not proud of it.
We're different as can be. Oh, it's the day of the task. Hey, is it just me or does Ron kind of look like Andrew Garfield? Like, no.
I'll tell you when he walks on stage.
For my funeral.
Tell me more about this pig farce. I find it to be very interesting.
I find it.
Well, while you're there, you have to wear your spacesuit at all times because there's no atmosphere on Mars. So if a single docking bay door opens, you'll probably die.
How dreadful.
Well, the good news is, if you're a good enough student, Rumble Roar lets you ride around on his back.
Can I please the headmaster, Ryan?
I love how interested Cedric is.
Well, hello, Harry. How are you feeling today?
Hey, Cedric. You're trying to stay positive.
Well, good. I'm happy to find you. Miss Granger. Miss Granger?
Hello.
My darling.
I can't put a pin on her accent.
Southern. Like Kentucky.
I thought you were a
bogart. That's so mean.
And what the hell are you doing in the chimney, Easton? Get out of here. 10 more points.
Thanks.
Are you kids ready to fight intriguing? Of course not. You're just children. What the hell am I thinking? Outside of this tent are thousands upon thousands of screaming fans. They're either going to be cheering for you or the dragon, but either way, they're
going to be cheering for you or the dragon.
The order for the selection process to be fair, I am going to randomly select a cardboard cutout size version of the dragon you will be doing. Are you Cedric? Huh, imagine dragon.
Oh.
Figment, the imaginary dragon.
Oh my gosh.
The reluctant dragon.
It better be Dragon Tails.
The Hungarian Horntail, the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
They all get these like adorable dragons.
This is terrifying. Those are the cutest things I've ever seen. This thing is.
Use your imagination. Or is. Yo, are those like chocolate Oreos or regular? I think they're regular.
Oh my god, love it!
See, does he kind of look like Andrew Garfield, like, a little bit?
No, not in the slightest.
He just reminds me.
Not in the slightest.
He has, like, the same kind of vibe.
Ferocious. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I have to cut out this. Oh, my God.
Ron, you can't be in here. This is the champion's
tent. Miss Granger, what the devil are you doing in the champion's tent? 10 points from Gryffindor.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Hermione. Hey, good luck, buddy. Press that button.
Now is your chance to face your turn. All right, fellas, wish me luck.
I believe in you.
That's all I needed to hear.
Oh my gosh.
And now, boy, tell you what, I'll let you switch dragons with me. I'll give you the chance to switch dragons with me. I'll give you that opportunity. Don't worry about it.
Let me think about. No.
Come on, I'll give you my gushers.
Thank you.
magic is in this Twilight. This is the part where it really just starts to be like, what is happening?
What? Oh my gosh. Draco and
she's so short. I didn't even
it's
know
so funny.
Her. This song is really horrible.
Amazing.
Tonight is our annual Yule Ball, so please remember to pick up your Yule Ball wreath and give it to that special someone.
You have an entire wreath.
Ginger!
I don't really think someone could have hair as red as her wig is.
Oh, hey, Harry Potter.
Well, hi, Ginny. Well, it's the cafeteria, so yeah.
the Yule Ball's coming up, huh?
Yeah, I know, it is. Very, very soon. Yeah.
Well, were you thinking of going with anybody?
I was actually just waiting for the right time to ask somebody, and I think that time's about now.
He's
so
gonna ask Cho, even though she has a boyfriend.
Get it out, because Oh, is this for me? Oh, Ginny, how did you know that I needed a wreath so I could ask Cho Chang? You're the best!
Oh, Harry Potter! Just forget it!
Alright, I will! Cool! Hey, Cho Chang, listen. I know the Yule Ball's coming up, and I was wondering if maybe you wanted to go with me. But just in case you're kind of on the fence about it, you should know that I play guitar, and that I conquer that dragon's heart with it, so I think I can conquer yours.
It's all fun and pretty, you're young and skinny, Cho Chang. You're the ticket to my kitty, I'm the ticket to your mini, Cho Chang. Cuter than a guinea pig, I'll take you up to Winnipeg, that's in Canada.
Strapping boy, Cedric Diggory already asked me. I don't know
why she would ever say yes. She already has a boyfriend.
Exactly.
Come on, girls, let's go show Moaning Myrtle our ball gowns and make fun of her because she can't go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Is that a Yule Ball read?
Well, like the intro.
Who you gonna ask? Well, I asked Cho Chang, but she turned me down for Cedric Stupery.
Oh my god, they're going together? That's so great. I love him so. They're so a cute couple.
No?
I hate him. I hate him so much. Oh my god, he pisses me off. Wow. Oh man, that sucks, dude. I don't know why she turned you down. You're like the coolest guy in school.
I don't know. I get it. I play guitar. I'm Harry Potter. I'm awesome.
Reese's Pieces?
Yeah.
Reese's Pieces.
I don't get it, man. I mean, I guess I'll just go Stag, huh?
Yeah, I'll probably go Stag, too. The only two girls that I know that don't have dates already are Ginny and Hermione. Oh, my God. I'm not going to my stupid sister.
And I think of Hermione's sister, so that's out.
We are in such a puzzle. What a conundrum.
Hi, look at these strapping young men.
Hey, Neville. Hey, Neville. You want this Yule Ball wreath?
Yeah, if you're willing to part with it, I will take this wreath.
Cool. Hey, Ron, let's go hang out with Hagrid. He can teach us how to dance, and we can get in our dress robes. And...
That could only lead to disaster and hilarity.
Let's go.
Hilarity. I mean, I just don't know about Hermione. I don't think anyone's asking her, you know, because she's just so butt ugly, hideous.
Give that plant, nerd. Oh, Goyle rules. Dancing's for nerds.
And pretty girls, right. Yeah. You know who the last girl I'd have asked if you were with me? That Hermione Granger. Not even if we were the last two people on Earth and she looked absolutely stunning in her ball gown, so every time I looked at her, I got butterflies in my tummy. Not even then. They don't even have dances at pig farts. Oh, the noise would disturb Rumble Roar's slumbering cup.
Dancing is for pansies.
Hey, you there, what's your name?
Pansy.
Perfect. You're going to the Yule Ball with me. Do you see that dragon? Well, it was reluctant enough at first, but I lured it out of its cave with an upside-down...
Yule Ball decorating crew! Just the Yule Ball decorating crew coming through. Last-minute decorations.
Yule Ball decorating.
My lord, the Yule Ball has finally arrived, and I've brought the key.
Yes, I know, Quirrell. I hear everything you hear!
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have snapped. I'm just nervous, that's all.
Nervous?
No.
Why?
I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, it's just me. You can tell me anything. You know that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm just nervous because we've been planning this night for so long, and I want everything to go perfectly. No?
Don't worry. We've mapped out everything. We've anticipated every little problem and compensated for it. We've even prepared what you're going to say to Potter when you see him. So just cool down. Relax. By the end of the night, you'll have your revenge and your body back.
You're right. I'm being silly. But, you know, Quirrell, over the last year, I've really grown attached to you. No pun intended.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But hey, we'll still hang out. Just because we won't be attached doesn't mean we'll be two completely different people. No pun intended.
No, of course not. Hey, Quirrell. We should make plans.
Evil plans?
No. Casual plans. Like, you go rollerblading on a Saturday and then see a movie at night.
Yeah. Well, that rollerblading?
It'll be great because we'll both be able to watch it for a change.
Yeah. I bet it'll be nice to sleep in our own beds. Mm-hmm. I'll have someone behind you all the time.
And have the privacy of my old life back again. The solitude.
Now, whatever happens tonight, man, It's been a blast.
Yeah. One crazy year.
Blah!
Hey, promise we'll go rollerblading and see that movie.
Oh, man. I promise. Okay. Quirrell, let's go plant that key and split. Pun intended.
Only now is the pun intended.
Well, why, Professor Clue? What on earth are you doing in the great dance hall? Just moments before the dawn.
Just decorating for the Yule Ball. Last minute decorations. Just one final touch.
A ladle.
A very special ladle for a very special night for a very special punch.
And what's so special about it?
Let's just say there's squirt in it.
Squirt? Is that not the favorite drink of one Harry Potter?
Is it? I had no idea. Well, we better be going.
Me?
I better be going. Loud music hurts my ears.
Okay, well, I'll see you later then.
Or maybe you won't.
Or maybe I will.
Excuse me, it was my fault. Hey, Severus!
Oh!
What are you doing in here? Yeah. Getting some punch, are you?
Oh, no, there's squirt in there.
Oh, only Harry Potter likes that hog shit. I'll stick to my Red Bull, thank you very much.
Oh, well, good night, Headmaster. Oh,
Severus, I saved this last dance for you.
Oh. Well, I would, Headmaster, but you see, well, an old friend is coming back into town tonight.
Oh.
And is giggling. Their jackets, oh my gosh.
Hey Ron,
hey, what's up?
This scene probably took the most money out of their budget.
Nothing.
Jackets.
Just, yeah. No, I heard Parvati Patel telling Padma Patel that she had seen Hermione in the girls' locker room before, just crying her eyes out in the bathroom stall.
Crying?
I don't know. Isn't that like the saddest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's just, it was inevitable that one day Hermione would realize that no guy would ever like her, you know, because of her obnoxious personality and her ugly face and her misshapen body. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. I figured that she'd get in at least one night of happiness before she realized she was going to be growing old alone, you know?
Hey, you two over here talking about Granger?
Now, look at that. It's none of your business. Why don't you go dance with Pansy over there?
Hey, go give me some punch.
Okay. Wait, I should tell you there's squirt in it.
Oh, nice.
Squirt? Oh, never mind, I'll stay dehydrated.
It's not as bad as they said.
I don't like it.
Trust me, you need more powder.
Pain in the ass, right?
So anyway, no strangers not around here. Probably for better too. No one would be able to keep their hummus and peach chips down with that ugly mug of hers dodging about.
God, why don't you just give her a break for once, okay, Malfoy?
Why defending her, Weasley? Have a crush?
No. No, why all the insults, Malfoy? Covering up a crush? Huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Like I could ever have a crush on that stupid...
Oh my gosh! God!
Something deep inside has
every guy but me. That is so stupid. That's stupid.
why do you care, man?
I don't care. I don't care, and that's what I'm gonna go up and tell her. I'm gonna go and say, I don't care what you do, and she's gonna feel so damn stupid. She is gonna feel like such an idiot.
Listen, Ron, you're acting like a real jerk. Maybe you should take it easy on the butterbeer.
No.
No. Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody. Hey, you look great. You look wonderful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. You know, I used to think looks weren't important, and now I think they're more important than anything. Oh, it's just, I'm having so much fun dancing with everyone.
Wow, Hermione, when did you become so shallow? When?
What is wrong with you, Ron?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with me. But why don't you just go ask Longbottom to dance, huh? Yeah, go
well,
do it.
You know what? Maybe I will.
I showed her so good. Wait a second. Wait a hot second. I know what's going on here. You've got a crush. Alright, Ron, listen to me now.
Just a little advice. Just going crazy, but girls don't really like it when you're angry at them, much as you shout at them. Now, maybe you should do is go over there and tell her how much you care about her. Maybe you should ask her to dance.
Well, no, because then she'd know that I liked her. And you always know that you don't tell a girl that you like them because it makes you look like an idiot.
I know you look like an idiot. Anytime you tell a girl you like her, it makes you look like that doesn't happen. But listen, it's something you have to do. Why you have to move forward with everyone to like it back? Okay? And we got to move in quick beats anyway.
Your shoes are coming out gross.
If you dress like this in the Muggle world, you'd get our asses destroyed. You have nothing to lose. Absolutely. I bet, you know, she probably wants to dance with you just as much as you do. You just gotta. Gotta give it a chance. There was something there you didn't see before, you know? You just gotta go and maybe find something special. Like, I was there the whole time, you just didn't really have the guts to say anything. Where are you going? I'm so mad at this guy. Hold on.
It's like,
HP's gonna take his own advice.
It wasn't like he secretly.
I'll drink all this. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Harry.
Can I sit down?
Yeah, sure.
So, how's Hogwarts?
You know, it's okay. I was really excited to come here, but now that I'm here, I just don't think I belong.
Oh, yeah, I totally know what you mean.
No, I don't. But you're Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know. Like, for 11 years, I was this dumb kid that got the crap kicked out of me under a staircase, and all of a sudden they're like, you're a wizard! You have all these powers, and everybody thinks I'm cool all of a sudden. It's weird, it's kind of isolating. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm complaining about being famous. I'm sorry.
I understand. It's like when you first got here, nobody wanted to get to know you because they thought that they knew you already, but eventually you'll find people that'll want to get to know you for the real you.
No, Jenny, I feel like I already have found those people. I've been taking them for granted, so tell you what, come on. You want to dance? It's the whole point of the evening. I gotta warn you, I learned all my best dance moves from Hagrid, so I'm not that great.
I'm sure you'll be fine. Well, Harry Potter, I don't care what anybody says, you're the best dancer that ever was.
Well, I got a confession to make, Jenny. These shoes right here, they're magical enchanted dancing shoes.
Oh, Harry Potter!
I'm just messing with you. I'm just awesome at dancing. Yeah! Okay. All right. Okay. When you really dance with devils, when you cross the line, okay, take this, beat it, get out of here.
Come here. Ow! Ow! Why are you being so mean?
I'm not being mean.
Ow! Yes, you are. You know, every day everyone is trying to put me down, and on the one day I actually feel like a person, you're trying to ruin it.
Holy shit.
What is wrong with you, Ron? Come on, Weasley. The lady said no. Not you too. You know what? I am so sick of both of you. I hate you both.
Oh.
What did you say to her?
Nothing.
Oh. I'm bleeding.
I'm bleeding.
Oh.
Look at this.
Ginny. Ginny, I'm feeling kind of dizzy.
Well, maybe we should stop spinning. From all this spinning, huh?
We have stopped spinning. Wait, no. I can't do this. You're Ginny Weasley. You're my best friend's little sister. You're Ron Weasley's sister. I'm sorry, Ginny. I can't do this. I'm sorry. Hey, Joe! Hey, come on, dance with me. I'm Harry Potter. Let's go.
Excuse me, I believe I was dancing with the lady.
Yeah, I know, and I'm cutting in. So.
Well, I find that to be very rude.
All right, Cedric, why don't we find out what the lady has to say about it?
Oh, boys, there's no need to fight over little old me. But by the way, Cedric thinks that you cheated on the dragon's tail.
Cheated? Are you kidding me? The thing was trying to eat me. I was in its mouth.
Exactly. What went on in there? I'd like to find out.
All right, that is it, Dingley. We are dueling. Let's go.
Oh, Godric's Hollow, all this that's happened is making me thirsty.
Whoa. Oh, Joe, I can get you something to drink. I'll get you some punch.
No, I'll get the punch.
No, I'll get the punch.
Fine, have the punch.
Oh! 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 You did it!
Cedric Diggory, I'm gonna kill you! Cedric, someone punched me in the face and my sense of direction got a little goofed up.
Well, it seems clear to me now that that punch later was a portkey. And now, thanks to you, we've both been transported to some mystery location.
Brilliant, Cedric. Well, you're a Hufflepuff. Why don't you find a way out of this place, okay?
Harry, I think I found something. It appears to be a headstone. We must be in some sort of graveyard. Tom Riddle, Mary Riddle, Tom's Riddle. Riddle me this, eh, Potter?
Cedric, I don't know about this place. I think we gotta get out of here.
Harry, you're a Gryffindor. Where's your sense of adventure?
God! Cedric, you are so annoying, okay? You're like this guy that's just around all the time when I don't need a guy around. You're this spare guy all the time. This spare dude. You're such a spare.
Kill the spare! I'm not gonna die!
Yes.
So many regrets. I'm dead.
Oh, my wizard god!
Not so fast! Petrificus Totalus!
Professor Quirrell, you just killed Cedric.
Now, hi, Potter. But perhaps you'd like to see who did. He's dying to see you.
Harry Potter, the boy who lives. It's good to see you again.
The cauldron is ready, my lord.
Cauldron? What are you guys going to do, eat me? That's gross.
As delicious a dish as I think you'd make, Potter, I'd need a stomach of my own to digest you. I haven't got one of those yet.
Yeah.
When I was a boy, an orphan boy, I'd love to move my feet. I'd hear a tune, start to swoon. My life would seem complete. The other boys would laugh and cheer, but I'd catch them stabbing their toes. And when I'd start to sway, they'd get carried away. And oh, how the feeling grows. I take my foot, my little foot. To hear the beat, so on your feet, it's time to dance again. Come on, Potter! Imperial! You take your foot, your little foot. Hey, look, your foot! See how it starts to shake.
Oh, try his arms! He's like a girl!
Magic, much less Dumbledore and the Order of the Phoenix.
I'm sorry.
What was that about me going to Azkaban for Potter's murder?
You shall refer to him as my lord, my liege, or my dark lord only!
Oh, no, Belgix, it's cool. Quirrell's cool. He's, over the last year, he's proven himself to be a very good very good servant to the will of the Dark Lord.
Oh, I see. So you're Thomas Jefferson and I'm your Sally Hemings, is that right?
No. No, Quirrell, that came out wrong. It's not like that.
Isn't it?
Oh, silent slave, Crucio! What's the matter? He is your pawn. You are his queen. It is an honor to serve the Dark Lord, no matter what the task!
Are you all right?
Did you really know the whole time you blamed Potter's murder on me?
Yes. I knew. But things have changed over the last year. I feel different.
Don't touch me.
How do I explain this? It's like that movie, She's All That. We watched that together. Well, remember how at the end, Freddie Prinze Jr. turns out to be good?
No. I didn't see the end because you were watching it while you were on the back of my head sucking my soul.
Well, I wish there was another way. But I've got to take over the world.
Well, there it is.
I'll let you know now, but it's going to be pretty hard to make that rollerblading date from Azkaban.
Death Eaters, take him away! And now you have what you waited for so long.
What?
Your chance to kill Harry Potter.
Kill Potter! Where'd he go?
You're not killing me today, Voldemort, but I'll tell you what. I'll get you some punch!
Oh, my Rowling! What happened, Harry Potter?
Harry, what the hell are you doing over here? You missed the raffle!
What happened to the graveyard?
It's Voldemort! It's Voldemort! He's back!
End of Act 1.
That is a good way to end off Act 1.
I want to see some more Draco action. He's my favorite character.
He is definitely in Part 2. I can tell you that. So that is it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Hopefully you were watching with us, because I'm sure that's the preferable viewing experience. You can email us at insidehogwartspod@gmail.com. Check out our website, insidehogwarts.com. Leave us a quick review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And we will be back next week with Part 3 and the first part of Act 2. So thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye. Welcome to Inside Hogwarts, a Harry Potter podcast made by kids for kids.